This is the Composer's Datebook for December 9th. I'm John Zeck. For fans of Russian opera, today is, no pun intended, a red-letter day. On December 9th, 1836, the first performance of Mikhail Glinka's opera, A Life for the Tsar, took place in St. Petersburg, and in the same city, on the same date in 1842, Glinka's second opera, Ruslan and Ludmilla. These two operas are credited with being the first great Russian national operas, and between them set the tone for many subsequent Russian opera composers. Glinka's A Life for the Tsar tells the story of Ivan Susanin, a patriotic Russian peasant who pretends to betray a newly elected Tsar by revealing his whereabouts to an invading Polish army, only to lead them deeper and deeper into a snowy forest, allowing the Tsar ample time to escape. When they discover his trickery, the Poles kill Susanin, who accepts his fate with patriotic resignation. This work became the model for many Russian historical operas, ranging from Mussorgsky's Boris Godunov to Prokofiev's War and Peace. Glinka's opera Ruslan and Ludmilla is based on a fairy tale by Pushkin. It's a sprawling, fantastic tale, and it's the ancestor for both the fairy tale operas of Rimsky-Korsakov and the fantastic fairy tale ballet scores of Tchaikovsky. Glinka was a member of the Russian petty nobility, with the leisure, resources, and inclination to be largely self-taught. On his travels to the West, he met both Bellini and Donizetti, two of the great Italian opera composers of his day, and upon his return to Russia, set about creating his own distinctly Russian variation on their model. For more on Glinka and the history of Russian opera, check our website, composersdatebook.org. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.